the charity of the week.
Hello, I'm Lucy Buxton and I am the CEO of the Manx Deaf Society.
And we've been finding out all about the Society this week because you are our Charity of the Week. And there's very good reason for that, because it is Deaf Awareness Week, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about this.
So Deaf Awareness Week is running from the 2nd until the 8th of May. And the theme for this year is inclusion. So how can we include deaf people more? And so to try and eliminate those feelings of isolation or anxiety or nervousness about going out, because it can be very daunting going out if you're not confident that you're going to be able to understand clearly what someone's going to say to you.
And the knock-on effects of that must be absolutely massive.
It is. It can be huge. Some deaf people become quite anxious and quite depressed and quite withdrawn. So they stop going out, they stay home. So there can be much higher incidences of issues with mental health among people with hearing loss than in the normal hearing population. A lot of people during lockdown suddenly realised what it must be like to stay home an awful lot of the time and to not have that social interaction. Well, for a lot of deaf people, that is life. That is how life is every day. So part of what we want to do with Deaf Awareness Week is to give some tips and hints and suggestions for people who have hearing loss to expand their world, and also for people who don't have hearing loss of how they can actually make that easier for people who do.
I was going to say that because I think part of it might be for those who've never experienced hearing loss. It's probably an element of fear on their part as well as to, well, how do I include this person?
There can be, and a lot of people can feel quite concerned about that. And, oh, you know, am I going to say the right thing? How do I talk to them? But a lot of the time it's, well, how do I know? Well, a lot of the time you don't know. So there are some things which we cover in our deaf awareness sessions on how to talk to a deaf person, which a lot of the time is just common sense and almost good manners. Make sure you're looking at someone before you start talking to them. Engage them, eye contact, and you can see if they're following what you're saying. If they're not, okay, maybe it's because they've got hearing loss. You need to try that bit harder. Maybe slow down what you're saying a little bit. Try and speak a little more clearly. Give chances for pauses in what you're saying.
And that was beautifully executed, Lucy. Now, it's another thing, isn't it? I was looking at the information you sent out about Deaf Awareness Week, and some of the lines really stood out to me. For instance, deafness very often goes hand in hand with other invisible challenges. What do you mean by that?
You don't know it until you've lived it, really. It's not until you feel unsure about... You go to the shops, people go to the shops all the time. They take it as part of everyday life. When you have hearing loss, it's not just that you can feel overwhelmed by all the sounds and the noises in the shops, because your hearing aids amplify all sounds. So especially, it's great having music in shops. I understand that it aids the customer experience. But for some of us, it can actually be a bit overwhelming. Certainly if you go out to a restaurant, you know, it can be a bit too much and you can't follow the conversation. But even when you get to the checkout, I know I'm guilty of it. I always go now to my favourite checkout people, the ones who I know look at me when they're scanning my shopping, the ones who just take a little bit more time. They're under such pressure to, you know, scan all your stuff and get you through as quickly as possible. But one of the things I love about the Isle of Man is this communication, this sense of chatting to people. So that inclusion of people, it just gets over that sort of isolation. But unless you're confident to do that, unless you feel able to say, I can't hear what you're saying, can you slow down, can you repeat that again, then it can become quite an isolating and fearful experience. So you often don't see that. You also don't realise that you don't hear a lot of the ambient sounds that are going on around you, the sounds of cars rushing by, maybe someone on a push bike. There's been things recently. We took part in the Share with Care Sensible Parking that was done with the police constabulary, with the road traffic unit. And I know that's generated a lot of discussion, especially amongst people who have a visual impairment, because if you're parking on the pavement, it's difficult for someone with a guide dog, an assistance dog, to get past, because they have certain ways that they can do things and can't. Or if you are a parent with a child in a buggy or someone in a wheelchair, it presents challenges. It actually also presents challenges to people with hearing loss, because if people aren't parking appropriately, if they're all on the pavement, if you have to go round, You've got to have a good line of sight to be able to see round to get around a car that's parked. You can't necessarily hear the cars that are coming up. So again, it can be quite daunting. So it's just much easier to, do you know what, I'll just stay home. I'll do the shopping online, or I'll get my neighbour to do it or something. So all those things mount up, and mm-hmm. they can make someone's life feel pretty miserable at times. So what we want to try and do is give people that confidence to get out and say, do you know what, I've got skills now, I can do this. I feel confident enough to let someone know that I can't hear them as well as they might think I can.
And on the other side of that, you're also imploring businesses, aren't you, to actually think about the way that they behave in the way that you're talking about, so that they can make it easier for people as well.
Absolutely. That little bit of customer service, looking at someone when you're talking to them, be you the person who is at the checkout in the supermarket, whether you are someone who is taking down someone's details for an appointment, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, that engaging with people, looking at people. I think a lot of the time nowadays, we're in such a rush to get everything done that you lose that ability to just stop and enjoy that moment. It doesn't matter whether you have hearing loss or not. That might be that one person's single engagement with another human being for that day or even that week. And you can make or break that person's day.
That's very powerful, I have to say. And you mentioned there something that I hadn't considered, which is the parking on the pavements and how that can affect someone who has hearing loss. And also off air, we were talking about the fact that you also work with the fire service. And again, I hadn't even considered why you would need to do that. So just explain that for us.
So one of the things that we are charged with is we want to make sure that people feel safe and secure in their own homes. The fire service regularly put out Test It Tuesday, make sure you have a working fire alarm. Well, we also say for our clients, make sure you can hear your fire alarm unaided, because I take my hearing aids out at night. The fire service advice is to shut your bedroom door, so if a fire does break out, it keeps you in that room safer for longer. Could I hear my fire alarm if it went off in the middle of the night? My husband quite often works away, so I'm on my own. Would I hear it? Chances are I wouldn't. So we work with the fire service to make sure that people have appropriately working fire detectors and smoke detectors. And then we can provide, where needed, extra equipment that means someone with hearing loss will feel safe and secure that they will be woken in the event of a fire. We also can provide visual doorbells for people. So I know it's a lovely thing on the Isle of Man. Nobody locks their doors. But when you don't hear so well, there is that uncertainty that, well, if I do leave it unlocked and someone comes in, would I hear them coming in? As a hearing person, you probably would. You'll hear the creak of the door or the slam as it shuts behind them, or someone calling out, you know, yoo-hoo, I'm here with your parcel from whatever delivery company's doing it this week. When you've got hearing loss, you don't necessarily do that. I've had one of my son's friends come round, and I've just walked into the hallway, and all of a sudden there's this 6'2" strapping bloke, and it makes you feel a little unsure.
I'm not surprised, yeah.
So the visual doorbells, they're usually portable, so you can take them from room to room. They're wireless, and they are a brilliant little invention. It means, you know, if you're waiting for someone to come round, be it someone to read the meter, delivery, a friend, you can have that doorbell by you in the sitting room. You can take it to the kitchen to make a cup of tea. If you really want to, you can take it up to the bathroom as well. And you're not going to miss someone coming round.
And you can feel safe because you know that you can lock your door, which sadly nowadays we sort of need to do that, don't we, really?
Unfortunately, yes. That seems to be the advice that's coming through more and more. It's just that extra bit of safety to make people feel a bit more secure at home.
And this is part of, as you said, the equipment that you provide. You've got an equipment library. What is it?
I love our equipment library. I'm so proud of it. So over the last 4 or 5 years, we've been buying in different pieces of equipment. So we have a range of telephones, clocks, equipment to help people with tinnitus, and we lend it out for a couple of weeks at a time for people to try at home, because you don't know if something's going to work for you, and what works for me won't necessarily work for another person. So we can give something to them to try. They can take it away. It's free of charge, free to loan, and they can just take it away and have a play and feel confident that, yes, this does work. Or, do you know what? That phone didn't do what I think it did. You know, have you got a different one? Yes. Why don't you try this one? We've got corded ones, cordless, mix and match combos, alarm clocks, travel alarm clocks, static ones that are, you know, plugged in all the time, ones with hands, ones that are digital, all sorts of different bits and pieces.
So many things to make your life easier, and that's really reassuring, isn't it?
Yes, our latest thing that we are most proud of, we now have a sound bar. A lot of people with hearing loss, it's often complained about by members of their family that they have the television up much too loud. So there are things called TV listeners that you can get that can help you. Or we now have this sound bar, which is a new one, which has been designed and developed especially for people with hearing loss. And it takes out some of the background sounds. So, and it focuses on the people speaking. And it's got various different built-in settings, so you can have a play. And what might work for you in Coronation Street, other soaps are available, you might want a different setting for the latest action film or a rom-com or whatever it is you want to watch, whether it's the news or whatever. So people can have, take it away and have a play and see how it works for them.
Brilliant. Well, just let us know where we can find out more about what you do at the Manx Deaf Society, but also about Deaf Awareness Week in general.
Right. Well, the Manx Deaf Society, we have premises in Douglas at 3 Somerset Road in Douglas, just down from Milan Vets, because that seems to be the easiest way for people to find us. You can also call or text on 202875. Alternatively, you can send an email to contact@manxdeafsociety.org.im. You can also find us on Facebook. We're in the Yellow Pages as it is. So just a quick Google and you'll find us.
Brilliant. Lucy, as ever, great to catch up with you. And thanks for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thanks, Christy. It's been great.
The Charity of the Week.